a Bhutanese and a foreign parent. Each child is issued a health card, which is a prerequisite for obtaining a birth certificate. With regard to the process for obtaining citizenship, as in any other country, there are clear legal procedures and criteria laid down to obtain citizenship irrespective of ethnicity, gender, or religion. The opportunities for naturalization are provided uniformly to children in the event any of the parent is a foreign national. As per the Constitution of Bhutan, such children would be granted a residency permit, and once they have attained 15 years, would be eligible to apply for citizenship through the naturalization process. Like many countries, Bhutan Citizenship Act has undergone a series of amendments since its enactment in 1958 with the goal of bringing about positive procedural changes. And since the adoption of the Constitution in 2008, the procedure for transmission of Bhutanese nationality is the same irrespective of the gender of a parent. Bhutan believes that the Citizenship Act in its current form is in the best interest of the country and its people. With regard to efforts made to further simplify birth registration, in addition to what was already submitted in our report, I'd like to share that the birth and death registration through the Integrated Citizen Services System has now been successfully implemented in 5 of the 20 districts of Bhutan, following completion of training of local government officials. The training of officials of the remaining 15 districts will take place over the coming months to facilitate the nationwide rollout of birth and registration through the system. Birth registration can be completed online without the need to make in-person visits to designated registration points. There are also a total of 230 registration points in the country. Services for registration of births have been made available at 200 community centers, 20 district civil and registration census offices, 4 municipal offices, and the head office of the Department of Civil Registration and Census. As of 2022, Bhutan has achieved 100% geographical coverage of birth registration. In order to cater to rural communities, there are a few initiatives. The village representative can provide information on the specified birth form, which is submitted to the hospital by either the parents or designated informants to obtain birth notification. Additionally, during the designated census periods, which begins in November each year and ends in January of the following year, civil registration officials across all 20 districts visit all villages within their jurisdiction to allow people to register births and deaths along with other civil registration services, thereby removing the need for individuals residing in rural areas to visit the district civil registration offices. As a result of these efforts, we have seen both an increase in the completeness as well as the timeliness of birth registration in the country. With regard to the question on whether Bhutan would consider acceding to the 1954 convention relating to the status of stateless persons, I'd like to submit that the study of international treaties to consider feasibility of ratification is an ongoing exercise. The ratification of international instruments across all fields is deliberately staggered and is undertaken based on national needs and priority areas for the country, as well as the state of readiness, which includes availability of resources and institutional readiness. This prioritized and strategic approach to acceding to human rights conventions allows us to give meaningful effect to our treaty obligations. Bhutan believes that in order to give meaningful effect to any international obligation, we must first build the necessary legal, political, and social institutions, as well as to develop the human resources of our country before assuming these obligations. However, until such time, we are able to ratify all of the human rights conventions, our constitution provides adequate and comprehensive legal basis to protect the rights of our citizens. Based on our state of readiness and national needs, and as already informed by the head of our delegation, Bhutan has acceded to the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and its protocol. Similarly, Bhutan has also acceded to the Convention on the Rights of Persons of Disability in March of this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I would like to request our colleague Kinle to respond to the questions related to legal accountability for the business sector.
Thank you. First of all,